Richard Quest. And right. Good evening, this is Truth Quest. And this is KHENLP 106.9 Salida. And tonight I have a guest on, Dr. Eric Carlstrom. I had him on last week, but tonight we wanted to kind of visit on something a little bit different. And it's he lives down in Crestone, Colorado. And at this point in time, the people in Crestone are dealing with something that has to do with some drilling going on with Lexham that wants to drill oil and gas wells, which may involve a wildlife refuge. And so what I think I will go ahead and do is bring him on, and then we can go ahead and follow through with the interview here. Eric?
Yes. Hello.
I can hear myself real well.
Okay, then let's just go ahead. I'll listen carefully.
Okay. Anyways, I had briefly introduced you to the audience as Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and that you have an issue taking place with the people in Crestone that that deals with Lexham and some oil and gas drilling that may be taking place on the wildlife refuge, and I thought maybe you can kind of follow it through from that point.
Okay. Yeah, I've been involved with a group which we call Water Watch Alliance here in the Crestone Baca area, and we formed about a year ago when it became known to our community that a Canadian gas exploration company called Lexham Explorations Incorporated owns the subsurface mineral rights beneath the newly formed Baca Fish and Wildlife Service, Fish and Wildlife Refuge, and wants to exercise their private property right by drilling two 14,000 feet deep gas exploration wells into the alluvium or the sediments beneath the San Luis Valley. And those two well prospects are just about a mile and a half to the west of our community, the Baca Grande. So our group formed. First, we were charged with the responsibility or the duty or whatever of trying to come up with a series of best management practices that could be written into the permit that Lexham was going to get from the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission. We did this because we were advised by people who had worked protesting big gas operations that you can't beat them, that the laws are all in their favor. They own the subsurface rights. So the best you can do is be nice and ask pretty please that they do it in as clean and undisruptive way as possible. And so we did that. We came up with a document called Best Management Practices Recommendations that we submitted to the newly formed Fish and Wildlife Refuge, and we did this under the name of the San Luis Valley Citizens Alliance. And most of the recommendations, I think, were passed on by Ron Garcia, who is the one person who basically runs the Fish and Wildlife Refuge. He passed those along to Lexham and also to the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission. And most of those recommendations were written into the permit. So Lexham now has a permit, and they have also done some extra seismic exploration. They've done some seismic testing. It's called 3D seismic. So now they have that in addition to a lot of 2D seismic data, as well as some information from other wells that have been drilled around the valley. And they think there's a reasonable chance, and of course this is a wildcat drill play, but they think there's a reasonable chance that if they go down way deep, deeper than anyone has ever drilled, maybe below 9,000 feet, which is where they think there's a geologic trap formed, which would trap the hydrocarbons, they think that they might be able to recover a trillion cubic feet of natural gas, or also known as a TCF, And we've heard various estimates as to how much money that might be worth, between $1 and $6 billion at the wellhead. So right now, this small Canadian corporation, this Lexan Corporation, is putting up about $20 million, or their shareholders are putting up about $20 million to drill these